Leading our news this morning, the federal government is trying to get its controversial higher education reforms through the Senate. The government has made some concessions, including the interest rate to be charged on student loans, but it's not clear if that will be enough to win support from a hostile Senate.
We are making progress every day. It's not as easy as we would like, it's not as fast as we would like, but we are committed to budget repair. We are committed to ending the crime of intergenerational theft.
The Prime Minister speaking this morning. Now, police have arrested a man after a fatal shooting and a five-hour siege in Melbourne's inner north overnight. A man's body was found in the backyard of a house in Brunswick. The alleged gunman held two women hostage before surrendering to police early this morning. Police say the man and the victim knew each other. The federal government has slashed its funding to a key United Nations agency by more than 80%. The ABC has learned the government has cut $4 million from the UN Environment Programme, which provides advice on environmental policies and climate change negotiations. The cricket test series between Australia and India will now start in Adelaide a week from today. Cricket Australia postponed this week's scheduled test in Brisbane so players could attend tomorrow's funeral for Philip Hughes. The Brisbane test will now start on the 17th of December.